Notwithstanding today's softer stance from Admiral Allen, the back and forth between BP and the government about whether to reopen the well has been less than subtle. BP's line of argument sounds something like this. If we open the cap and put more oil into the Gulf, it will be because the government orders us to do it. On the other hand, the government is not convinced that keeping the cap closed is worth the risk, and it doesn't want to take the blame if and when they tell BP to open it up again. Paul Argenti is a professor of corporate communication at Dartmouth's Tuck School of Business. He joins us now to talk about this latest spin cycle. Mr. Argenti, as you hear the various spin coming from both the government and BP, what do you make of this?
I make it sort of a game going on between the two of them rather than what I think everyone is looking for, which is a voice of authority and reason to solve the problem. And on the side of BP, I think BP is a very simple issue. They're worried about their license to operate both in the Gulf and elsewhere in the world and their financial success, where for the government it's a little bit more complicated and nuanced. But, you know, the whole point is that people really do want to see if they're going to make it right this time. And I think there's been so much euphoria over the cap going on that people really believe that maybe the problem is coming to a close.
Is that part of the problem in itself, that there is perhaps not been enough management of expectations, that people believe that the worst is over, that the problems have all been solved?
Yes. I think an unrealistic sense of relief set in last week. And the first signs of a problem I saw were when President Obama said, let's not all get excited about this, which made me realize that, you know, he was now playing the nuance game versus BP's, you know, black and white, it's either on or off. And I think that over the weekend, the notion of stepping up monitoring and undetermined anomalies, all of these terms to the general person listening on the radio or watching on television are, you know, foreign to them. They just want to know, is it over or not? Are they going to start cleaning up or not?
So when the government says that they have gotten BP to agree to rigorously monitor this, what could the government say that would perhaps be more direct, that would lead people to have a clearer understanding of what's actually going on in the Gulf?
Well, for instance, I think they could say something like, we've asked BP to let us know what the risks are of the current situation as they await the final solution to the problem, and to speak in language that people understand. And I think the government needs to make people feel like they're in control, they're solving the problem, and BP wants us to believe that the problem is over, which I don't blame them. This is a nightmare for them.
So BP is making a very strong argument that this cap, which was supposed to be a test, should actually stay in place. Mm-hmm. Is that a perilous position to take?
Yeah, it is. BP has the ability here to get it wrong another time or two because, as I said before, it's either license to operate or financial success. And in the process, they're worrying about the settlement as well. And the last thing BP wants is to have to pay another $20 billion or to be responsible for more of the settlement than they have to. So clearly, their responsibility at this point is to make people believe and to actually also at the same time prove that they've got it right.
And in doing so, when you hear BP spokesmen, they say things like no one wants to see more oil spilling into the Gulf. I mean, this is a statement that was heard repeatedly over and over again in one of the briefings over the weekend. When you hear that, what is that code for? What are they actually, are they saying something beyond just those words?
I think it's sort of a threat, you know, in a way. Like, you know, we're going to blame you if we have to take that cap off to the government. And what people really want is a solution to the problem, not posturing between the government and BP.
If it turns out that there is significant seepage down at the bottom of this well, what is the best course of action for both BP and the government to take at that point?
Well, from an engineering perspective, I don't know. But from a public relations and communications perspective, tell it all and tell it fast. Everybody wants to know actually what is going on. And given that there's a camera on there, we're all going to see it live anyway. So, you know, we want to know exactly what's happening and we want to know it as quickly as we possibly can.
Paul Argenti, thank you very much.
Thank you, Michelle.
Paul Argenti is a professor of corporate communication at the Tuck School of Business at Dartmouth.